Tzirkas HaTzadik, Siman Dalet. Mitzvah Rishona Sheneschayev Adam Kishanasa Adam Ben Shlosh Esrei Shana Hu Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis Shehu HaReishis. Okay, if you remember, we were talking about the beginning of Maseches Brachos. The first piece told us that before we even open up Maseches Brachos, there has to be an escape from Mitzrayim. Because we can't come to Torah, and we certainly can't come to Torah Shu'al Peh until we free ourselves from the grasp of Mitzrayim. So we spoke about how Pesach Mitzrayim was an immediate escape, and then Pesach Ledoros, we slowed down. Os Beis, we spoke about Brachos Rosh Tzadik, the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef, the notion of a bracha that precedes every action that we do, in order to remind ourselves, why am I doing what I'm doing? I saw the Rosh Raga Feivel Mendelovich used to, one year by Simchas Torah, he got up in the middle of the dancing, the Bachurim were like really into it. And Rosh Raga Feivel gave a clap, and he said, Bachurim, remember before whom we dance. Because you forget that. You can get so into the dancing that you forget what you're doing. So you can get so into a mitzvah, then you stop for a second and say, whoa, Baruch Atah Hashem, what am I doing? Who am I attaching myself to? What's the point of this? The chiyuv, the shiur, by which a person, the age by which a person becomes chayav in mitzvah is when he's yodeya, and when he has a sense of what he's doing. So you have to know who he's talking to. Okay, and then in the Os Gimel we began to talk about Kriya Shema, the twice daily obligation of Kriya Shema, how a person is undergoing changes, and how a person has to be makabel o machas shemayim to reflect those changes. Okay, so now we come to again Siman Dal. So the first mitzvah that a person is chayav, kishenasa ben yud gimel shana hu kriya shma shal arvis shuhu ha-reishis. The first mitzvah that a person does, let's read through the piece and then we'll explain. The first mitzvah a person does when he becomes a bar mitzvah, it's an interesting thing to think about. What's the first mitzvah you do when you become chayav in mitzvahs? You recite the evening shema. Kamoshe kasavnu la'el, ki hu ubrachos echad. That Shema and its brachos is really a unit. So he'll say, he does the brachos first, okay. But the birchas kriya shema and the kriya shema are a unit. That's the first mitzvah that a person does, that he's makabel o malchus shemayim shall erev, right? The kriya shema shall arvis is the first mitzvah of his life, once he's a bar chiyuva. Raksha brachos beprat ha-maisim, vizo beklal al kol maisa hakima val kol maisa shchiva. And as we explained previously, a bracha allows me to tap into whatever particular mitzvah I'm doing, as opposed to what? As opposed to Kriya Shema, which becomes my general commitment to the entire daytime period and the entire evening period. Now why do the Kodesh Baruch Hu structure it that a Jewish day is night followed by day? And why is it that the first mitzvah that we encounter when a person reaches the age of mitzvos, is the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Shel Arvis Kodem, it has to be a person who thinks that his life is going to be in the light, Bayom, with a clarity, a person who assumes that that's where he's going to start is making a terrible mistake. Arvis has to come first. Kedapasach Beitana Da Krakai. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachos, why Meimasai Karna Shema Ba'arvin? Why do we start with the evening Shema? The Gemara asks. It follows the order of the pasuk, which means that the Torah set up a reality of what? Uveshachbucha of Kumecha. There's going to be a Shechiva before there's a Kima. There's going to be a Nefila, so to speak, before a person can rise up. There's going to be a darkness that precedes the light and clarity of one's life. V'yalef mi'briyaso sha'olam. And the Gemara says this is exactly like creation of the world. Right? That there's a choshech that precedes the light. That there's a choshech, and then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vayhi or leinyan kabbalas ol malchus shemayim." That the kabbalas ol malchus shemayim of a person has to parallel briyasa sha'olam, because in the creation of himself, the olam katan, it's going to mirror the bigger world, and the bigger world is a mirror of the Torah. So the pasuk in the Torah says night before day. The world says night before day. Your individual universe, namely, becoming a ben Torah, becoming a person who takes upon himself the yoke of Torah and mitzvos, is also night before day. Dibereisha chashucha, tzarech chabalis ol machas shemayim af mitoch hachoshech v'asichlus v'heder amaisim. We explained last time that at night a person is still, a person is in a state of shechiva, a person is in a state of menucha, a person is shochev amitaso, he's not doing anything, and in that nothingness, he's still with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. still connected to Hashem in that void. Right? To be able to be actively connected to Hashem while not actively doing anything is a very deep thing. There's an unbelievably beautiful Beis HaLevi in this past week's parsha. The Beis HaLevi says, Lasos is a Shabbos. Right? Lasos is a Shabbos. Hashem finished everything He was doing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Lasos is a Shabbos. The Indian of Lasos is a Shabbos. What does it mean to make Shabbos? The Gemara says, what was lacking? Right, Rashi brings it. What was lacking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to finish? Vayechal Elokim was finishing up. Right, what was lacking? The only thing that was lacking was Menucha. Comes Shabbos, comes Menucha. Lasos is a Shabbos. Hashem had to create Shabbos. So the Beis HaLevi says, what do you mean create Shabbos? Shabbos is the time where we cease to be creative. So Beis HaLevi says, we make a mistake. We think that being creative means I have to always be doing something new. Kadosh Baruch Hu the first day, wow, so new. Second day, wow, new things. Third day, new things. Fourth day, new things. Each day, better things, more creative things, more interesting things. Right? More complex things. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shabbos and Hashem says, I'm going to teach you how to be creative when you're not doing. I'm going to teach you how to gain an appreciation of what you have instead of always trying to gain an appreciation of your existence by doing more. It's a beautiful Beis HaLevi. So therefore, a person has to learn, before I can do, to make sure I don't just spend my whole life doing, and never stopping to recognize Hashem. Hashem says, let's see if you can engage me in the choshech, in the quiet, right? In the zman shchiva, when the world is still, in a time of menucha. Let's see if you can understand me in that mode of relationship. Right? What does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? If I can keep the Torah when I'm an ani, bedas, like the Gemara says in the Dharma, I think it's Memalef, ein ani ela ani bedas. The greatest ani is not a person who doesn't have money in his wallet or money on his calf card. Right, Bezriel, I mean, we're getting there. We're getting close. That's not an ani. An ani is a person who doesn't have connection. That's the ultimate ani. No das, disconnect. So a person who's able to mekayim the Torah meoni sofa lekayim meosher. If you can say Shema at night first on the night of your bar mitzvah, then eventually you'll be zochet to say Shema during the day. Right? If you have emunas chavaleilos, then you'll be able to lahagid b'boker chasdecha. Was sofa lekayim meosher v'nahora diyamama. And again, this is the klal. He's alluding to the statement of the Zohar. That there can be no nahora, there can be no light except the light that emanates mitoch chashocha, out of darkness. So eventually he comes into the light, hasaga habrur, he comes to a clarity, shal yedeza nimshach ha-maisa. And then once he steps into the light, then he's able to do, he's able to serve. But you have to be able to connect, when you have to be able to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, that goes beyond the doing. Because God forbid the relationship should just be you do for me, I do for you. That's a terribly broken relationship. So we want to make sure the foundation of the relationship is not so much the doing. Are we there for each other in the hard times? It's easy to be there for each other in the light. It's easy to buy a bouquet of roses for your wife for Erev Shabbos. It's much harder to be able to be connected when you're not connected. Right? And it's harder to be there when it's not so easy, when it's difficult, when it's dark, and there's that lack of the godless hamochim, when a person's in a state of godless hamochim. You want to say something? Did you have your hand up? Say.
I feel like maybe sometimes it's harder during the day.
It's harder during the day. Right. In the hardest times, it's easier to step up a little bit. I hear.
That's why the Beis HaLevi also in that way, like who like lost the Shabbos.
That one.
Lost is that even when it's the same, even when there's nothing. I mean, the same. Every day is the same. It's good. Every day,
you can have his schad just in the old.
Yeah.
To renew the old.
Yeah.
That's what he says. The Shabbos is the time where I finally stop and I say, wow, I don't have to keep making new things. Wow, look what I have. Right? The first day was great. The second day was great. Look at all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Okay, so Arkan, that's the piece. So let's talk it out a little bit. So he calls Shema, he refers to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis as a racious. Shema in general is a racious. In what sense is Shema erasious? In what sense is Kabbalah's Omachus Shemaim, is Kriya Shema really the first or the foundation of something? So first of all, again, Kipshuto, like Rav Tzaddik told us, the first mitzvah that you do after becoming a bar mitzvah is Shema. Okay, where else is Shema erasious? The first sugya, the first topic mentioned in Shas is Shema. Right? The truth is, we just finished the Reishis Hashanah. And what were we doing throughout the course of the Reishis Hashanah? What was everything that we've been doing from Rosh Hashanah until we complete the Yichud, so to speak, that we complete the Shema with Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah? Everything that we're doing is sort of declaring and solidifying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So my foundation, my starting point always has to be Shema. Shas starts with Shema. A bar mitzvah boy starts his life with Shema. The beginning of the calendar year is one big expression of Shema. Now, I can show it to you in Rosh Hashanah, and I can show it to you in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, and I can show it to you in Yom Kippur, but let's just take this last piece, right? Shemini Atzeres is the Yichud Gamor. Shema Yisrael is a Yichud. It's being Miyachid, Shem Shemai. So how is Sukkot? Let's just go back to Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. Again, because we don't have all night. Let's just go over the last piece, right? How is Sukkot a form of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? How is Shemini Atzeres? How is Simchas Torah a form of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? So, on Sukkot, a person has mitzvos that he uses in order to show his commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, to show that over the course of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he was Zocha Bedin, and he takes the king's scepter in his hand, he takes the lulav, and he takes the esrog, and he takes the hadas, and he takes the aravos, and he sits in a sukkah, and that's an expression, look, I'm one with the king. Heviyani Amelech HaDarav, Hashem brings me into his palace, into the sukkah. Right? And I'm holding the king's scepter in my hand, and I'm holding the things that only someone who's very close to the king would dare to hold in his hand. Those things that were grown according to the Bnei Yisachar, the novelty of the Dalad Minim is that they were all grown Hashkacha Pratis, with the Hashkacha Elyona, as opposed to the Hashkacha Klalis that governs much of the natural world. Right? These species specifically have, Bnei Yisachar says, based on Kadmonim, have a special Hashkacha Pratis, that Hashem watches over the Esrog and the Lulav and the Hadassim and the Aravos. So I thought of a remez this year. And I said, someone has to say this remez. Then I found the Skolei Rebbe, and the Tzemach David brings this remez. It was so obvious. This has to. I said to myself, let's add up the gematria of Sukkot, because Sukkot is about, again, we're finishing up the Yichud. So let's add up Esrog plus Lulav plus Hadas plus Arava, right? One of everything in the singular. Esrog plus Lulav plus Hadas plus Arava. Now the sukkah is called the sukkah. Rashi writes at the beginning of the Masechta, and throughout the Masechta he comes back to this theme, that it's called the sukkah because the essence of the sukkah is not the defanos, but is the schach. So if you take the gematria of esrog plus lula plus hadas plus arava plus schach, namely the dal and minim and the schach, which is, the sukkah is called sukkah, Rashi writes on Beis and Aleph, sukkah, it's called sukkah, right? Kari sukkah al shema schach. The gematria of Esrog plus Lula plus Hadas plus Rava plus Schach is 1,118 is exactly Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Skolei Rebbe says that. Skolei Rebbe says that remez. So when I take the Dalet Minim in my hand and I'm sitting in the Sukkah, which is why the Rizal says Yudafka is supposed to take the Dalet Minim in the Sukkah, it's mamish, a physical manifestation of Kabbalah, Sol Malchus Shemayim. It's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then a person comes to Simchas Torah. And he now has to take the Torah in his hand, and he has to be prepared, like the Chiddush Harim said, "Benikitas Chayfetz," to take an object of mitzvah and to swear, right? It's not just Stam throwing around. Yeah, I declare Shema Yisrael Hashem. Are you prepared to take a Torah in your hand and really say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Do you believe it that much? Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the big ayin of Shema, the big dalet of Echad. Are you ready to say Eidus? Are you prepared to swear on the Bible? Take the Torah in your hand, benikitas chayfetz, and to swear on it? Take a look at the source I gave you. Pasuk in Eikav says, and this is based on Nimrei Emes and a little Hosafa from Rav Shur in his writings on Sukkot. He says, "As Hashem lokecha tira." Pasuk says, "As Hashem lokecha tira." You should fear Hashem. Oso saavod uvo sidbach uveshemo tishaveya. Says the Imre Yemes, this is going through the Reishis Hashanah. This pasuk, which tells a Jew what he's obligated to do in the service of Hashem, is a chazara. This pasuk chazers over the entire Reishis Hashanah. As Hashem lokecha tira, a person has to fear Hashem. That's Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so Savod, the Avoda refers to Avodat Yom Kippurim. Uvo Sidbak, and to him you shall cling. Like the Arizal said, V'yamino techabkeini, that when a person sits in the sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrapping you in his arms. The Arizal says a sukkah is two walls and a tefach. It's like a hug. Because when you hug someone, you make two walls and a tefach around them. The hand is the tefach, and these are the two walls. V'yamino techabkeini. So uvo sidbak, right? A sukkah is a place of das. Laman yedu. Das means dvekus. So uvo sidbak is sukkahs. Uveshemoti shaveya, and you should swear by his name. By his name you shall swear, that's Shmini Atzeres. That's Simchas Torah. That's where I take the Torah in my hand and I have to swear Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. By holding the Torah, it's a physical manifestation of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Therefore says Rav Shor, Shemo Tishaveya is Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shemo Tishaveya is Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because when I take that Torah in my hand, what I'm doing is I'm doing a physical expression of Shema. I'm doing an act of Kabbalah or Machus Shema. I shared with a few guys over Simchas Torah. My brother, Rabbi David, likes to always point out the Aruch HaShulchan's comment as to why we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Yolam Ved after we put on our tefillin Shal Rosh. So we normally think, because there's some degree of Safik Brachos, so I say the bracha, but then I say, if I really wasn't supposed to say that bracha, Baruch Shem Kavod. So then don't say that. What is that? That's not usually how we... Something brachos l'kula. We're not so quick to throw around brachos like that. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no. When a Jew puts on tefillin, the same way that when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Li'olam Ved. So too when you do Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, when you put on tefillin, it's a physical expression of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's a maisa mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemayim. And that's why when you put on your tefillin, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Sol Li'olam Ved. Okay, so on Simchas Torah, we're holding the Sefer Torah in our hands, right? What we're saying is, I'm prepared to swear Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So again, the whole Reishis Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, to Sukkis, to Simchas Torah, are all expressions, sometimes spoken, sometimes manifested through action, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's how we realign ourselves in the Reishis Hashanah, that's how we realign ourselves with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva. Tshuva means I'm getting back to the Echad, I'm getting back to the Shoresh. I brought along the Medrash Pinchas, from Pinchas Karetzer, Shimi Borgen's favorite thing. This is Rabbi. So it says here in the Hakdama, a very interesting thing. It says that Pinchas Karetzer was born in Shklov, in Tav Pei Vav. His father's name was Avraham, and his grandfather's name was Pinchas. So he says, and he was a descendant of the Megala Mukos. So he says, let me tell you about Pinchas, the grandfather of Pinchas Karetzer. The grandfather of Pinchas Karetzer, Hayaragil Linsoa Elamumrim, Laoram Lechuva. He would go to a Mumar, to a heretic, to the rebels, the rebellious Jews, to try to be Ma'or them in Tshuva. Hu Hayamavtiach Lam Olam Haba. He would say, I swear to you, Olam Haba. I'm going to make a deal with you. I promise you, Olam Haba. Really, Rabbi? What do I have to do? I'm a big heretic, Rabbi. So this Rav Pinchas said, I'll give you Olam Haba. Not only that, Hayim Avtiach Lechem Lam Gam Eschelkohu Olam Haba. I'll give you my chelik in Olam Haba. Really? That's a good deal. What do we have to do? He says, not very much. Sometimes they put up a fight, and he said, all you have to do is recite the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He said to them, Asay kol harishas shiva olam. You can continue to eat treif, you continue to do all your avodah zarah, you continue to do all your arayos, anything you want. Rav Pinchas used to say to the kofar, Uma ichbas l'chayim tomer shmais, just do me a favor. I'll promise you all hava, even promise you my olam hava. Rabbi Pinchas, you're a big tzaddik. I promise you my olam hava. If you just say these six magic words, Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. You don't have to change anything else in your life. Just say that. Okay. So they would say it. And guess what happened? Many, many people, through this technique, were chozer b'tshuva. Hichnis b'hem hiro b'tshuva, v'kirvim tachas kanfei yadis. He understood that contained in those six magic words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, was an unbelievable formula for what? For starting over. Because Shema is a rachis. It's the rachis of the bar mitzvah boy's life, it's the rachis of Shas, it's the rachis Hashanah. Whenever a Jew can get someone to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's an unbelievable technique to bring a Jew back. In the Imre Pinchas, the other volume they have from the writings of Pinchas Karetzer, in the second volume, It's not in the parashas, and the story is in the back. It says there was a mishumedes, a woman who was a heretic, a rebellious woman, and she wouldn't talk to any Jews. And Pinchas Karetzer somehow got her to speak to him, and somehow when he got her talking, he begged her, just say, Yishma Yishal Hashem Ken Hashem Echad, that's all I need you to say. And eventually he was able to bring her back. This was a woman who wouldn't even talk to Jews, that's how much she hated her Yiddishkeit. But there's a koach in those words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to transform a person completely. Okay? Because contained within the shoresh, within the rachis, right, is everything that follows afterwards. It's, so to speak, the seed which will produce all the tree and the fruit, and more seeds that produce more trees and more fruit. It's all contained within that initial seed. Okay? So therefore, let's go back to the words of Rav Tzaddik. So Rav Tzaddik said, when we say a bracha, we say birchas kriyas shema, he said that the brachos are beprat hamaisim. We're in the third line at the top. Vizo bichlal al kol maisa akima al kol maisa shchiv. Shema, again, is a klaliyazdik acceptance upon oneself to serve a Kadosh Baruch. Shema Yisrael is the all-encompassing mitzvah. Again, that's why if you can get the Jew who does nothing else to just say Shema, everything can change. So where do you see that Shema is an all-encompassing mitzvah? So there's a famous idea from the Noam Elimelech. Rabbi Melech said that when we say in the beginning of davening in the morning, when we say Ubisorasla Kasuv Lemur Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? When we say Ubisorasla Kasuv Lemur Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, yeah. Ba'omer Pa'amayim B'chol Yom, or if we say Ubisorasla Kasuv Lemur Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It says in your Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Noam Elimelech said, no, Uvesoras HaKosuv. You know what the whole Torah says? Leimor, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what Noam Elimelech said. All of Torah is about Kabbalah Somachas Shemayim. So what Shema is in a small form is really the entirety of the Torah. Okay? Again, just a couple of Ramazim to express this idea. There's a sefer called B'nai Shleishim. Very deep sefer. Quoted usually Hanukkah time. There's a lot of Hanukkah Ramazim. The B'nai Shleishim says, how do you see that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the entirety of Kol HaTorah Kula? So he brings two Ramazim in the back of the sefer, very interesting. He says, we know there are 613 mitzvahs, Tarag mitzvahs. Okay? He says, the gematria of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we said is 1118. How many letters are there in Shema? 25 letters. How many words? 6 words. So he says, if you take 1118 plus the 25 letters plus the 6 words, is 1149, is Gematria Taryag Mitzvos. Okay. So Shema somehow contains within it, if you look at the fullness of Shema, you see all Taryag Mitzvos. More than that, he says, we know the Taryag Mitzvos correspond to what? The 365 days of the year, right? 365 Losa says correspond to the Yemos HaChama, the three, Chazal say, 365 days of the year. And the 248 Mitzvos say correspond to Evar of Shaladim, the 248 limbs of a body. So says the B'nai Shleishim, Yemos HaChama plus Evar of Shaladim is Gematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, 1118. Because when a Jew says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he's dedicating every bit of the calendar, every day of the year to Hashem. He's dedicating every bit of his body to Hashem. It's the all-encompassing statement, Uvesoras HaKasuv Leimor Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the all-encompassing statement. Okay? Now, Rav Tzaddik says a person has to first say the nighttime Shema before he can come to the daytime Shema. Okay? This is a big topic of Rav Tzaddik. I don't want to go into it too much now. I hope I'll have a chance later in the year. In Osiyot Aleph and Osiyot Gimel, he talks a lot more about, again, this very important notion that the darkness has to precede the light. But again, the Bar Mitzvah boy has to understand that he's all excited right now to become Bar Mitzvah boy. He realizes there's going to be a lot of darkness before you come to light. There's going to be a lot of kandas amochin, there's going to be a lot of confusion before a person comes to the clarity, before one comes to the clarity of day. I'll just tell you one amazing story. Again, since we're not too far past Sukkos, just tell you one amazing thing. Rav Goldwicht told the story, it was written up. Rav Goldwicht told the story, and he says he remembered, Rav Goldwicht said, or Meir Goldwicht said, he remembered seeing this when he was a young boy. He wrote it up. It was a little essay on YU Torah a number of years ago on Yom Yerushalayim. On the eve of the Six-Day War, the municipality of Yerushalayim, together with the Chevra Kedisha, prepared tens of thousands of coffins in the event that they would need to bury a large number of casualties in a short period of time. Before the wondrous salvation and victory of the Six-Day War, they were terrified. They were preparing for tens of thousands of Yidden, Rahmana al-Islam, to be killed. That's what it looked like. And in the end, of course, we know Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his great Rahmanis, saved Klal Yisrael. So what did they do with all of that wood? So Rav Goldach says he remembers as a boy in Shaar Chesed. He said he saw army trucks roll up, carrying these planks of wood, and they dropped it off right before Sukkos. And they told people, isn't that unbelievable? You could build your sukkahs out of the wood that was nearly coffins for Rahman al-Islam, young Jewish soldiers. Can you imagine sitting in such a sukkah? To be mahapi choshech tor in such a way? That mamish, this device of death, became a... So Rav Goldach says, if you're united, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will sit you all together in a sukkah shalom. Every one of those burial coffins was turned into wood of life. Every one of those burial coffins turned into wood of life. Right? But that's the process that every person has to go through in this world. There's no way, until there's a... Rav Tzadok writes, when I was in the hospital, getting chemo when I was sick, I had this quote with me. Rav Tzadok says, you can't really experience life until you have a face-to-face encounter with death. Meaning until you encounter something which could destroy you, you can't really live. Your whole life is kind of neutral. Right? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I place before you today a sachayim v'samavis, v'vacharta b'chayim. It's only in the face of mavis that a person can truly be bocher b'chayim. Right? That's the gift of the Yom Narang, the fear and the possibility of death, God forbid, that hangs over our head during these days, right? Gives us the possibility to build something very beautiful. So can you imagine sitting in such a sukkah? Can you imagine just watching army trucks pull up and just dropping off these huge planks of wood? Can you imagine what a simcha that must have been? To feel the hashkach elyon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's embrace? There's a sefer written by Rav Chanoch Ehrentrau called Komet HaMincha. So in the back of the sefer, about 130 years ago, he gave a drasha. The last drasha in the sefer, in the Komet HaMincha. So he says, a beautiful thing, he says the three regalim correspond to the three ikarim that a Jew needs to believe in. We're used to thinking about the Rambam's Yud Gimel ikarim. But the Sefer Ikarim, the Sefer Ikrim from Rav Yosef Albo, says there are only three things a Jew needs to believe to be a firm Jew. You have to believe that God created the world, you have to believe in God. You have to believe in Torah Misinai, and you have to believe in what? In Hashkacha Pratis, in Schar Va'onish, that Hashem is actively involved in your life. So Rav Chanoch Ehrentrau is such a beautiful vart. He says those three principles of Jewish living correspond to the Gimel Regalim. Pesach, now you're going to know that God exists. Hashem comes to Mitzrayim. Shavuos, Torah Misinai. Sukkos is what? Hashkacha Pratis. That I can sit in this little, my life is so much hanging in the balance. I sit in this little hut with barely a roof, right? Made out of Solas Goran V'Yekev, and I feel that I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace. That hashkacha, that degree, that comfort, and that real living that comes from living in a frightening way. And that's what Rav Tzadok says, it has to be choshech before or. It has to be Kriyash Mashal Erev before Kriyash Mashal Boker. I'll just add one other beautiful vart that I saw recently. And that is, we know the Gemara in Chagiga says in the Daf Testament Beis, you can't compare a person who learned something 100 times, right? A person who's shown a pirko mea palmim, the shown a pirko mea palm vecha, 101. Can't compare 101 to 100. It's a totally different madriga. Many explanations what that is, the Tanya Perek Tesvav, why learning something one more time is so different, you can't even compare 100 to 101. So I saw B'Shem, a Chacham from Yerushalayim, didn't say who it was, said, you can't compare a person who learns Pirko 100 to the person who learns Pirko 101. Pirko means his learning, his Perek, is whatever he's learning. But he said, compare Tehillim Perek 100 to Tehillim Perek Kuf Aleph. What's Tehillim Perek Kuf? Mizmor L'Soda. What's Tehillim Perek Kuf Aleph? What's the opening pasuk of Tehillim Perek Kuf Aleph? L'David Mizmor Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira L'cha Hashem Azameira. Says the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Amud Beis, Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira Im Chesed Ashira Im Mishpat Ashira. You can't compare a person who's only Mizmor L'Soda, who only thinks HaKadosh Baruch when everything's working out. You can't even begin to compare the depth of the human experience to the person who what? Who's able to sing over Mishpat. im mishpat ashira, im chesed ashira, im mishpat ashira. So the Sadik from Yerushalayim said that's what it means. You can't compare 101 to 100. You can't compare the Jew who's willing to make sukkahs out of coffins, right, to the Jew who just made a sukkah out of nice wood that he chopped down himself. You can't even begin to compare. They're both unbelievably special. You can't even begin to compare the person who encounters light after darkness than the person who simply encounters light lecharchila. Okay, and now I want to ask a strong question to try to learn up the last piece of Ratzalim, and that is the following. So now again, you have the sweet little bar mitzvah boy, right, and you want to get him off on the right foot. And basically the message you're telling him is what? Be prepared for a lot of choshech. That's really rough. Meaning, this is a very high level to be able to turn darkness into light. To be able to recognize im chesed ashira, im mishpat ashira. That's not so pasha. And here you're telling me, no, this is the ratios, this is how it all begins. Everything begins with Shema. Okay, it begins with Shema, Shal, Erev. It begins with recognizing Hashem in dark times. That's how you start. That's very hard. That's a hard place to start. That's a very hard place to start. It seems unlikely that a person could start there. So I'd like to develop that really the first mitzvah bar mitzvah boy does is not saying Shema. And the first sugi in Shas is also not Shema. There's a hakadama that comes before the bar mitzvah boy says Shema. And there's a hakadama before you open up to the first Mishnah in Brachos, Me'im Asai Korna Shema Ba'arvis. What's that Hakdama? What comes before that? The Chedush Arim, in the Sefer Azchus, which is such an interesting and usual Sefer, Sefer Azchus from the Chedush Arim, he has a piece on Brachos, and he wonders, why does Shas start? Ayin Rambam Tam Shepasach B'mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Why do we start Shas with Mitzvahs Kriya Shema? Why do we start Shema? Right? Why is that the first thing? Shabbos is pretty important, so start with Shabbos. Start with the Brachos part of Brachos, right? Well, why Shema? So he has a little bit of a discussion here, and he says it also could be Odiyah the Farish, Dizu Mitzrishona Shemischayev Baha Adam Kishanasa Ben Yud Gimel Yom Echad Shehu Tchilas Halayla Mishnas Yudalit. He gives the same approach as Rav Tzadok. That it's why does Shas start? He makes it very clear. Again, he's making the same link. Why does Shas start with Shema? Because Shas, Torah, has to parallel my experience. Because I'm supposed to spend my whole life trying to become Torah. So the same way that my experience in Mitzvos begins with Shema, so Shas begins with Shema. Rav Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yinkum Damo, the great Gaon from Warsaw, has a little hosafa to this idea. He asks further, he says, why is it that the opening position in Shas says that the time for Shema is Seisach Chochavim? Tosfos writes at the beginning of Maseches Brachos that really we don't paskin that way. You don't have to necessarily wait for Seisach Chochavim in order to say Shema. When is the one time you need to wait for Seisach Chochavim to say Shema? A bar mitzvah. Why? Because you're not yet a bar mitzvah until Seisach Chochavim. So Rav Menachem Zemba is saying, look how the opening Mishnah is mamish speaking to the bar mitzvah boy. That you, bar mitzvah boy, when can you start saying Shema, Misha, Shekhanim, right? That which means Seizu Chachavim. Why Seizu Chachavim? Again, Tosa says, you don't have, that's not the time for Shema. You could already say Shema earlier. But we're speaking dafka to the bar mitzvah boy. But we have to realize that before the bar mitzvah boy says Shema and engages that darkness, there's something that comes before that. What really comes before? What's the really the first mitzvah of the bar mitzvah boy? And what's really the first thing that comes even before the Me'im Asai that begins Shas? So there's a comment of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes, the Chassam Sofer al HaTorah in Parshas Vayechi, he says the first mitzvah, and it's such a beautiful idea. You'll remember that Mirtz Hashem, you'll be blessed one day with Zara Shel Kayama, and you'll have your son's bar mitzvah, and you'll say this Chassam Sofer, and you offer a bracha as a good Pnimius type of Jew that you are to your child. You'll offer him this bracha, Mirtz Hashem. You'll remind your child that you're becoming a bar mitzvah, and being a bar mitzvah means now that you're chayv in mitzvos, and yes, Shema, and Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, and being with Hashem even in the dark times. But you're going to say to him, there's a mitzvah that comes before that. What happens the second you become a bar mitzvah? What mitzvah do you have right then and there? So Chassam Sofer says very beautifully, he says, you have the simcha of knowing that now you're shayach to mitzvos. The simcha of, now I'm finally a full-fledged yid. that simcha shel mitzvah that even precedes the recitation of that dark shema, right, is really your first mitzvah. That as you're about to mekabel ol machas shemayim, there has to be what? A sense of simcha that precedes it. In the Orgad Aliyah, in the volume on the Mo'adim, in the Hagdama, the very, very beginning, they says of art that apparently Rav Gedalia Shor used to say often. It says that the B'nai Kahas would carry the Aron. A person who carries Torah where? B'kasef, on the shoulders, right? B'kasef Yisa'u is Lashon HaPasuk. On the shoulder you carry the Aron. So he quoted the Gemara in Erchan and Dafir Aleph from an Aleph that says, Shira min HaTorah, right? Minayin. Minale Shira min HaTorah. Where is there a source for singing in the Torah? So it says, Ein Yisa'u el Lashon Shira. Shenamar Su'u Zimra U'sinu Tov. Su'u, which means to carry a heavy burden, but Kasef Yisa'u, right? Su'u also is a lashon of singing. So therefore, Gedal Yishor used to say, Hayiragul Omar Da'af Shenosim, because even when a Jew has to carry a heavy load, but he has to carry it with a song on his lips. Sheish Masa Kavid Laseis, Aval Tzarech Liyos Im Shira, Nish Mitakrechs. You can't carry the load of Yiddishkeit with a krechs. You have to carry with a sense of pride. But avdus ein nafkamina b'mahu ove rakakol afi tzava shah kol mash yavo elecha kibel b'tmimus. To be makabel everything with a sense of tmimus, sense of wholesomeness, sense of wow. It is a heavy load. The kriya shema at night in the time, in the dark times, is a heavy load. But I'm a bar mitzvah boy and I'm shayach to mitzvos now. So that simcha has to come even before what? Even before the kabbalah somachas shemayim. And that gives the bar mitzvah boy the strength to actually carry it. That he's able to say the Shema with a sense of simcha. In the Siddur HaGra, the Vilna Gaon notes that again, in the word Shema, Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema has a big ayin, and Echad has a big dalet. As if to say, there's an eidus that's taking place, and that's set aside. So what letters are left in the word Shema and the word Echad when you take out the ayin and the dalet? This is what the Gra says. The Gra says, in Echad you have Aleph and Ches, in Shema you have Shin and Mem. It spells Esmach. Esmach, I will rejoice. The Gra says, now you understand what the Zohar Kadosh is talking about. When the Zohar says, in explanation of the Pasuk, Anochi Esmach Bashem, says the Zohar, that's Kriya Shema. So the Gra says, what does that mean? Anochi Esmach Bashem is Kriya Shema. Right? It's the letters of Shema and Echad. If you take out the Ayin and the Dal, it spells Esmach. So when a Jew comes to Kabbalah Somach Shema, you can't even begin to carry the weightiness of the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until what? Until you're in a state of Simcha. Because otherwise it's going to break you. The Bar Mitzvah will never less. He's just getting started. How can you put such a heavy load on his shoulders if you can't give him an appreciation even before he comes to Kabbalah Somach Shemayim? The second he comes to Bar Mitzvah, before he can even get the word Shema out of his lips, he has to have a feeling of, wow, now I'm Shayach to Mitzvahs. And the Berdichever also alludes to this in Kedusha Slavi and Ekev, Vahaya Ekev Tishmu'un. Doesn't say it exactly like this, right? But we know that Vahaya is a Lashon Simcha. The Medrash says anytime you see the word Vahaya is a Lashon Simcha. So Vahaya with a Simcha, then Ekev Tishmu, then you can say Shema. Then you can say Shema. But if I'm not a Simcha, then all I feel is the weightiness of the Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. So really, the thing that even precedes, really the first mitzvah, Sadduk says, in a revealed sense, the first mitzvah you're going to do is Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim at night. But that's so heavy. Right? So we tell the Rishon, no, eventually it'll get lighter, it'll get better, you'll come to Yom. That's still too heavy. So the Eitzah is, we have to remind the Bar Mitzvah boy, the Simcha that he should feel in what? In knowing that I'm Shayach to Mitzvahs. And therefore I can handle anything. When I know that I'm on Hashem's team, now I'm an official member of Hashem's team, I can handle all the weightiness in the world. How do you see the same thing in Shas? How do you know that even before you come to the opening Mishnah, in Brachos, which again talks about the Shema at night, paralleling the Bar Mitzvah boy, like Menachem Zemba said. How do you know that there has to be a Simcha that precedes it? So this is my own suggestion. Nisan Tav Shinayin Hey, I thought of this. Kach Baruch Hu gave me this idea. It's a nice way to say it. We know the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph says, V'ahaya amunas itecha chosin yeshuas chachmas v'das yiras Hashem hi otzero. The Gemara says those six expressions correspond to the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Emunas is Zrayim. Yitecha is Moed. Chosein is Nashim. Yeshuos is Nezikin. Chachmas is Kodshim. Right? And Das is Taros. But I caught my eye. I said, wait a minute. What's the word that kicks off the Pasuk? V'haya emunas yitecha chosin yeshua schachadat. What's v'haya? V'haya, we said in the Medrash, is always a lashon of simcha, which means you can't start learning Torah until v'haya, until you're in a state of simcha. You can't open up Shas to me'emasa. How are we mekabel omachas shemayim in the dark? You can't answer that question until you understand the simcha of being a yid, because then it's worth fighting for a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the dark. Then it's worth working through all of that laila, that vahaya is mechazik the Jew, right, in those dark times to continue to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, before you even open up your Gemara, you have to make sure you have the right mindset. How do I learn Gemara? I gave you the Orga D'Aliyahu because it's such a beautiful idea. In Parsha Shmini, in the Likutei Diburim, in the back of the Parsha Shmini, Orga D'Aliyahu says an amazing thing. He says, "Halo kod v'ray ke'ish nu mashem." We know that what? That Torah is like fire. That before he would open up his Gemara, the Divrei Chaim would say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalach eish echad min hashamayim v'nikra abaye. Hashem sent one fire down from the heavens and it's called abaye. V'eish sheni shnikra rava. And Hashem sent another fire, Torah, a fiery Torah called rava. Abaye and rava. Two types of fire. The Kotzker sent his son-in-law the Avnei Nezer to hear the shir of the Chidushei Arim, and he said to him, "I'm not just sending you to the Chidushei Arim because he was gone in Torah. Try picking up. I have in my office the Chidushei Arim's Chidush on Gittin, thick volume." Deep lumdus, right? He had what to say in a sugya, right? But the Kotzker said, "I'm not sending you the Avnei Nezer. I'm not sending you to learn his chidushim in how he learns the sugya. I want you el beikar liros eich Yehudi Yosef Eitzel Gemara. I want you to see how he sits in front of the Gemara before he even opens the Gemara. Because it's not worth opening the Gemara if you don't know what you're opening up onto. You can't even come to the first sugya of Shas. You can't encounter the Bar Mitzvah boy. Can't take upon himself Kabbalah Somach L'Shamayim. You can't commit yourself to Torah Shabbal Peh, which the Gemara says is Kasha Kamaves, as difficult as death itself. It could break a person, right? Unless there's a Simcha. We know the Medrash Tanchuma says that Hashem had to hold the mountain overhead at Kabbalah Satorah. Why did Hashem hold the mountain overhead? What does the Medrash Tanchuma say in this week's Parsha? Parsha's Nalach. I thought we said Nasav and Ishma. What's the answer? We said Nasav and Ishma for Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat Peh could break a person. So if you don't have Vahaya, then don't tell me Emunas Yitecha Chosin Yeshua. If you're not Besimcha, if you don't understand the Simcha of being a Jew, you're going to go crazy from trying to learn a Bayan Rav. It'll burn you up instead of lighting you up. It'll destroy a person. You won't understand what a Bracha it is. That a Bayan Rav is the Shorish of all Bracha. On Shabbos, I was looking at a sefer from the great Sephardi Chacham, Rav Chaim Palagi. He says the gematria of Abaye v'Rava is 232. 232 is a good number to know about. 232 is gematria Habracha. 232 is a gematria of the four miluyim of Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei. Absag Ma'ban is 232. So when a person learns the Gemara properly, it's Mamish Kula Bracha. If you learn it the wrong way, it destroys a person. It's Kashka Maves. And therefore, on Purim, when Hashem saves Klal Yisrael, there was an unbelievable Simcha of Adar, right? Hadar kibluah bimei Achashverosh. What did they accept bimei Achashverosh? Torah Shemichsav, they were good with from the beginning. They accepted Torah Shemal Peh. Because the Simcha allows a person to engage the really hard things. And Gemara is really hard. And Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim in dark times is really hard. And therefore, the foundation of the life of a Jew, with this we conclude, the foundation of the life of a Jew, what we say to the Bar Mitzvah boy, what Shas says to us when you open it up, that first page, which can be so frightening, because we're talking about Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim in the darkest times, right? What we're really saying is, if you come at it, if you approach it with Simcha, then what you're really doing is one of the loftiest things of all, which is what? Is Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim B'Simcha. It's where Rabbi Akiva was waiting for his whole life. To die, Al Kiddush Hashem with a smile on my face. That's what learning Gemara is. You're killing yourself over a blot of Gemara with a smile on your face. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Kol Torah Kula and Sar Shabbal Peh, B'Shor Shem. The first thing a Jew has to do on the night of his Bar Mitzvah is he has to be prepared to give up his life for Hashem with a smile on his face. That's the first Shema. The Simcha that he feels of being a Yid and being able to be Mekabel Omach HaShemayim. There's a Lashon I'll just share with you one lashon from the Chovos HaLevavos, and then we'll just read this last piece in Rasisei Laila from Rav Tzadok and Sayyid. In the Chovos HaLevavos, a scary, frightening line, in the Shar Avas Hashem, in Parak Aleph, it says, Kamosha Nemar al Echad min Hasidim. You don't have it on the page in front of you. But I once read that Rav Gad Eisner was a big mashpia, a big mashkiach by the Ger Yeshiva in Tel Aviv after the war in Eretz Yisrael. He was a survivor from the war. He didn't have any children. He had thousands of Talmidim. He was a very, very beloved mashkiach, Rav Gadl Eisner. So Rav Gadl Eisner, I once read that during the war, he came over to a Jew who looked like he was ready to break. He couldn't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad anymore in Auschwitz. And Rav Gadl Eisner ran over to this Jew. He saw he was so sebrachin, and he reached into his, you know, the rags he was wearing, and somehow, I don't know where he got this, somehow he pulled out a page of the Chovos HaLevavos. And he had this passage that I'm about to read you, and he showed it to this Yid. And he's mechazik him tremendously. Listen to what he showed him. From Shar Avas Hashem, the Chovos HaLevavos. Kamosh Nemral Echad Min HaChasidim, sends chills down your spine. Rav Gadl Eisner was running out this page of Chovos HaLevavos during the war. Like they said about one of the Hasidim Shaya Kumba Laila Amar, who would get up at night and say, God, I am starving, and I don't have clothing, and I feel abandoned, and it's so dark, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel so broken. But God, let me tell you something. Im tistrafeini ba'esh, if you were to burn me in fire, if you were to throw me into a fiery furnace, lo osif kiyim ava uscha usmecha b'cha, if you were to kill me, if you were to throw me into a fiery furnace, Hashem, I would only love you more. I would only continue to rejoice with you, to have simcha within you. Can you imagine running around in the Holocaust with fires of Yidden going up in flames in the background and running around with this and really meaning it? To say, Hashem, you can throw me in the flames, but I'll only love you more. Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. That's the first thing we teach of our mitzvah. That's the first page of Shas is teaching us. Hein yiktaleini lo ayachel, the Pasuk in Yov says. If you would try to kill me, Hashem, I would only desire you more. I'd hope for you even more. So let's end with Rav Tzadok L'shitaso. In the Rasisei Laila Osnon Gimel, the last source on the page in front of you. Tachlis v'ikar akol v'chol ha'machuvan b'chol ha'torah kula v'tarig mitzosel v'yos davuk al yadam belokim chayim u'lasig amitas dibur harishon sheshamanu v'pi ha'gvura anokhi Hashem lokecha. Shema Yisrael Hashem lokeinu Hashem echad is just another way of saying, it's our response to Hashem saying anokhi Hashem lokecha. I am Hashem your God, we say back, that's right. Shema Yisrael Hashem lokeinu Hashem echad. V'ne'amar v'atem ha'dveikim b'Hashem de'kulam yesh lam shaychas b'dveikos zeh de'chelak Hashem amo. Now look what he writes. Because again, I think this is really the answer. This is really the first mitzvah of the Bar Mitzvah boy. V'zeu asimcha t'midis sheyesh l'isha Yisraeli mashenotzar Yehudi v'nita toch mata Hashem l'ispire. Paraphrasing the pasuk, right? Netzer matai ma'asai matai yadai l'ispire. Yetzer Matai Maaseh Yadai L'Ispire, right? That you're so to speak the branch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem gains nachas from you. Zera Yaakov Dizu Simcha She'ein Etzev Ima. If you stop, we say to the Bar Mitzvah boy, you know what your first mitzvah is? You're a Jew, and you just became an official member of Hashem's team. There is nothing in the world that could stop you from having Simcha when you think about that. Ve'ein Shum Davar HaChotzeis U'Ma'akiv Ba'ad Simcha Zu. That's who you are. That's the greatest simcha in the world. Even if you're wallowing in sin, or even if you're suffering at the hands of the Nazis, yimach shemam, adayin lo nitak v'nikeres dveikis shor shom makora shu davar she'yefshar b'zer Yaakov Avinu. You cannot sever the connection. Next paragraph. V'hu al derech shomer David HaMelech olav v'shalom b'shem klal haknesia. David HaMelech, who is Knesset Yisrael, Rav Tzadok writes in Takanas HaShavim, in Os Beis. David HaMelech is the embodiment of all of Knesset Yisrael. David HaMelech spoke on our behalf, and he said, V'yosem b'tachas ha'yirid v'ashiflis, gam ki eilech b'geitz ha'mavis lo yirara ki atayim adi. I can say Shema even in the dark. Shafilo holich b'diot ha'tachtona, shebimavos b'hafelos, Dishtakus Chemdos Olam Hazeh. I'm drowning in Olam Hazeh and all the Hevel of Olam Hazeh and all the Demyonos of Olam Hazeh and all the Toh of Olam Hazeh. But I can walk around in the gates of Mavis and I can say, Ki Ati Imadi. That I'm still smiling. That even if you were to throw me into the furnace, God forbid, right? I would still be Makabla Ba'av. I'd only love you and be Mesameach with you that much more. V'zeu Asimcha, last three lines. V'zeu Asimcha Shetzarach Lios La'odim Bavodaso Kamo Shenemar Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha Afal Pi Shetzarach Lios Gam Kein B'Yira. Even though the bar mitzvah boy, your first mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim at night. But if du es Hashem b'simcha, v'gilu b'ra'ada, mikol makom lo yazuz simcha zu, never let go of the simcha of being a yid. Gam kein mineged einav, right? Make sure that this simcha is always before your eyes. Mashu zoche lavod l'Hashem yisparach. Like the Chassam Sofer wrote in Parshas Vayechi, the simcha of simply becoming a bar mitzvah. V'hayesh simcha gedola mizu. And is there any greater simcha than that? And of course we all know the answer to that question. There's no greater simcha. So Mirat Hashem, we should all be zocha to spend a lot of time in the light, to be zocha to a lot of daytime shema. But in the times where we need to be mekabel olmach ha-shemayim be'erev, to remind ourselves that the simcha of being a yid, which even precedes the vahaya that comes before amunas itecha, and the simcha that bar mitzvah boy has to feel before he can be mekabel olmach ha-shemayim, makes it all worth it. And I'll be prepared to serve you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, at all costs. And Mirat Hashem, if we can do that, gam kielach b'geitz l'malves, lo yirak yati madi, we'll be zocha to return to the light with the God Tzedek Meher B'Aminu.